They telling me that Killer Mike got arrested at the Grammys. Y'all know anything about that? Let's find out.
11 rapper Killer Mike won 3 Grammys tonight, including Best Rap Album. And then this happened. This video from Chris Gardner of The Hollywood Reporter shows the rapper being escorted out of Crypto.com Arena by LAPD officers. Police say Killer Mike, whose name is Michael Render, was handcuffed and arrested after a physical altercation. He was booked at LAPD's Central Division for misdemeanor battery and...
So they saying that Killer Mike was arrested right after he won a whole bunch of Grammys. Hey, let me ask y'all a question before we get into this whole Killer Mike conversation. Is the Grammys really a thing anymore? Like, do people really care about the Grammys like that? Why do people even go to the Grammys in the first place? Right? According to Time Magazine, Killer Mike was arrested at the Grammys after sweeping the rap categories. It says the news of his arrest came minutes before the awards ceremony began, according to the reporter Chris Gardner, who was at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles when Killer Mike was escorted in handcuffs away, recorded the incident, which is what you just seen. It says an official tells someone on his team that it's possible he may be released later tonight from the arena. Unclear if he's being booked here and what he's being charged with. Representatives didn't immediately respond. Apparently, it was something with regard to assault. He got into an altercation with somebody. And then he gave his I guess he gave his Grammy speech or whatever like that. But yeah, man. So I don't know. They real vague on the details. I've been kind of researching this. He did win 3 Grammys. He did win 3 Grammys, and one of them was for like best rap performance and all of this stuff. He got arrested for a misdemeanor charge unrelated to the Grammys. I don't even care about the Grammys. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not even care about the Grammys. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. Congratulations to Killer Mike for his stellar album. I did some research on how he put together that album just because I'm kind of a hip hop head. But no, I mean, the Grammys ain't what they used to be. But I know that people really, really care about getting a Grammy. But shout out to Killer Mike. Also on top of that, Patrick Mahomes' father, Senior, was arrested for a DWI charge right before the Super Bowl.
Some super trouble before the Super Bowl for the father of NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Police arresting this man. That is the father of Patrick Mahomes. Jail records showing Patrick Mahomes, Senior, taken into custody this morning on the charge of driving while intoxicated for the third time or more. This happened in Smith County in the Tyler area of that county. Back in 2018, Pat Mahomes Sr. received a 40-day jail sentence for a second DWI offense. Again, his son, Patrick Mahomes Jr., arguably the biggest name in the NFL right now, set to lead the Kansas City Chiefs against the San Francisco 49ers next Sunday right here for Super Bowl 58.
So shout out to Pops. I think that Patrick Mahomes probably has some of the biggest people right in his own household and around him working against him, because his brother is a POS. His younger brother is always trying to take the spotlight, and he a POS. His girlfriend is, or his fiance slash wife is always in the news for being for the streets, or, you know, just doing too much and all of that. And then his dad, his third DWI right before the Super Bowl. I almost think that Patrick Mahomes is almost like he's GOAT status just because of all of the things that he got to overcome. Just for the fact that he got to deal with his parents, and he got to deal with his chick, and he got to deal with his brother, and he got to deal with his whole family. And so the fact that he's able to continue to stay focused, considering that he got all of these people working against him. How come when people start to get, don't y'all realize, listen. If you got a friend, let's say you're not the one that pop off, but let's say you got somebody that's around you that wound up becoming a public figure and they wound up becoming awesome. Shout out to Jason Krishan. Let's say you got somebody that's a public figure and they big or whatever like that, right? Don't y'all realize that y'all have to change your behavior because you are also affecting what happens to them? That people, when they realize that they can't get to them, the first thing that they're going to do is get to you because they want to make them look bad through you. And you're not even the one, like you're not the center of attention. You don't have to talk a lot. You don't have to do a whole lot. All you got to do is be quiet. All you got to do is be quiet and win. That's it. Don't be in the spotlight. Don't have no stupid stuff that happened to you. Don't cause attention for the person that you're around. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Now, it's not just enough to just be a public figure in what you do. It's also what happens with the people that surround you. And so we live in an uncharted territory in which social media extends over into us all. And so you got to be very, very careful because you don't know how you're affecting somebody else with your behavior. So long story short, we all got to be on our best behavior because you messing up the bag. And under no circumstances do you mess up the bag. And I'm very, very thankful that my family get that. My daughter, my 15 going on 16-year-old daughter, understands that her behavior affects what happens with daddy. And so she can't be out here being stupid, embarrassing me, doing dumb junk. My chick, she understands that. My mom understands it. My brothers understand it. Everybody around me understands to play their role and play their position. It's that simple. Play your role. Why you getting arrested? Why you doing a whole lot? Why you on social media? Yeah, his dad did play baseball. He played for the Minnesota Twins, I believe. He played for the Twins. What up, Tamara? What's happening? Anyways, let's continue. And then over in California, they're declaring a state of emergency. Take a look, ladies and gentlemen.
This morning, the historic storm bearing down on California is bringing torrential rain, life-threatening floods, punishing winds, and mudslides. 40 million people are under flood alerts. Several months' worth of rain could fall by Wednesday.
That guy barely got through. We got easily a foot of water here. The streets across Santa Barbara are filling up.
Santa Barbara's airport shut down last night, inundated with water. Road conditions also treacherous. This SUV on the 5 freeway skidding onto the shoulder, then flipping over.
Flash flood warnings on the map, winter storm warnings for feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada. And that slow mover goes north for a little bit, but it's about, what? Look at the timing. Never stops pumping moisture toward Los Angeles, eventually Orange County and San Diego.
Rare hurricane force winds reaching up to 80 miles per hour toppled trees and ripped down power lines. 900,000 power outages were reported overnight. This tree slamming down onto a parked car in North Hollywood. In Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco, a driver was seriously injured when a tree crushed his vehicle. First responders needed more than an hour to free him.
The solo driver, that driver sustained major unknown injuries and was transported to a local hospital.
And to the north, in Oregon, a narrow miss. This vehicle losing control, careening off the road. Police now warning drivers to check their tire treads and slow down in the rain.
Back in California, swift water rescue teams are on standby across the state.
So essentially, California is always under duress, but it's not necessarily the worst thing, right? Because I know that they got like a lot of floods and flood warnings and all of that stuff, but actually, California has been begging, I mean, practically propositioning for rain because their reservoirs and everything is so far down and they basically be operating out of a drought. And so, you know, as a result, they be telling all of the people that's in California to conserve water. Don't water your grass. Go get all artificial turf or some crap like that for their grass. So California actually wanted the rain. I'm not sure that they wanted it all at one time to where you basically flood it out. But California wanted the rain. For all of my people that's out there in California, Sacramento and stuff like that, be very, very safe. Drive slow. Don't think that you're the king of the road just because you got a 4x4. Just because your car sit a little bit higher up, don't think that you can traverse through a whole terrain of water without stalling out your engine and messing up the car. I've seen a lot of people doing that, right? So be very, very careful. Don't think that you're crazy. Over here in the Midwest, a lot of people, when it snow, they think just because they got 4x4s that they can go crazy and they can drive at regular speeds. Then I'll be seeing them careen off into a ditch and then their car got to get towed out and stuff like that. Be very careful. Drive slow. If you don't have to, don't go out in it. Wait for you know, everything to get back on. I'm sure Gavin Newsom got everything under control with their underfunded government, but they're going to get to it, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's your quick hits.